With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. You can be a billionaire just like the fat cats in those mansions with the fancy cars. It all starts with smart tax planning. We'll tackle that issue in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. A bit of a glimmer of hope for the housing market. Rates for home loans hovered near two-month lows in the most recent week. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 4.81%. In the November 29th week, that's unchanged from the week before. Meantime, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 4.25%. That's up 1 basis point during the week. And the 5-year Treasury-indexed hybrid adjustable-rate mortgage averaged 4.12%. That's up from 4.09%. Higher rates have no doubt affected home buyers, but also the mortgage lending industry. The Mortgage Bankers Association says that last week refinances were at the lowest level since 2000. The Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street team takes issue with some of Wall Street analysts predicting long-term earnings growth in corporate America. A group of analysts recently polled believe that earnings for stocks in the S&P 500 will grow 13.3% a year for the next 3 to 5 years. Heard on the Street's Justin Lehart writes, "By any realistic calculation, it is nearly impossible for that prediction to come true. Predicting anything is tough, and going out 3 to 5 years relies heavily on guesswork. Perhaps the best use of these forecasts are as an indicator of Wall Street optimism." And Wall Street Journal intelligent investor columnist Jason Zweig writes that the holiday season isn't going to be very rosy for mutual fund investors. That's because mutual funds must distribute all their realized capital gains or profits on securities they have sold during the year. And more than 500 funds have announced they'll pay out at least 10% of net assets as taxable gains. See his full column at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Who among us hasn't ever dreamed of being a billionaire? Well, now's your chance to at least act like a billionaire, at least when it comes to paying your taxes. Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders is here with some details. So, Laura, one way that billionaires become or stay billionaires is through smart tax planning. And non-billionaires like us could benefit from multi-year tax planning, and the new standard deduction can jumpstart those efforts?
What's different now is that when we had the tax overhaul last year, they put in a bunch of new income thresholds. Now, people who are very high earners have always had advisors who do planning not over for 1 year to the next, but over several years, you know, with things like net operating loss carryforwards and stuff like that. But now this technique is becoming newly useful to a really broad swath of taxpayers. And so we talk in this story about two things that people could take advantage of as they do their year-end planning. One of them is that this is a massive change. The switch from the standard to the standard deduction from itemized deductions. Nearly 30 million people next year will no longer be breaking out their deductions on Schedule A. That's deductions for charitable, for mortgage interest, for state taxes, things like that. It's going to pay you more not to do that. That's because the standard deduction, which is what you get if you don't do that, has doubled. For couples, it's $24,000, and for singles, it's $12,000.
And 30 million people are brought into this new fold.
Yes, that's exactly right. Taxes are going to get less complicated for them, and also for the IRS to enforce. That's going to be interesting. They're going to have far fewer charitable contributions and things like that.
And then planning out those charitable donations and making annual tax-free gifts, those are smart moves as well.
Well, yes, particularly the charitable donations. Now, let's talk about how this works. This is where you have to do multi-year planning. Say Jane and John give $10,000 every year, and last year they were able to deduct it because that and some other things they had all came to more than their $12,000 standard deduction. Maybe they had $20,000 worth. It's a very good bet that this year all of those will not add up to $24,000, so you won't be getting any extra benefit for your charitable contributions. Well, how do you handle this if you want a break? Some people don't want a break. Well, maybe what you do is either speed up or slow down your deductions so you make double deductions every 2 years. You give in January and December. And we had an example showing how if a couple just kept doing what they had been doing, they wouldn't get any benefit from their charitable contributions, any special benefit. But if they bunched up their deductions and took them every 2 years, you could even do it every 3 years, they would get an extra $6,000 or $7,000 of deductions.
Oh, wow.
Compared with what they were going to get this year.
So there's a strategy involved as to how you spread these out.
Yes, exactly. And usually it means bunching them up, making a lot 1 year or every 3 years, or and then skipping it and taking the standard deduction for the next year. So and one of our sources said, you know, people really need to do this because it's one of the only things left, one of the only strategies left.
And it's not just individuals affected here. Businesses can get ahead through multi-year planning as well.
Yes. Now, again, I cannot emphasize how important this is, and I can give you a good example. All these small businesses or closely held businesses, partnerships, sole proprietorships, are getting a new 20% deduction, which gets a lot more complicated if you make over a certain income. The income is $315,000 of taxable income for married couples and $157,500 for singles. Okay, so you're getting this marvelous deduction. You don't want to go over the threshold and have to pay your accountant a lot to deal with it.
You're right.
A lot more to deal with it. And so maybe you want to buy a $100,000 truck for your business. Well, if you could take that all at once, great. You zero out your taxes, but what if you're just over the threshold? Then you take $100,000 deduction, and you're below the threshold for a year. But the law also allows you to spread that out over 5 years, and maybe you could have 5 years of being under the threshold and getting the big new deduction.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, exactly. And so it's very important to, as we said at the beginning, don't just look at 1 year's effect, look at 2 or 3 or 4 years' effects. And this is newly important because of the tax overhaul.
So it's important for your tax professional to really understand the new law of the land here.
Yeah, well, this part is not too hard. There are a lot of other things that are very hard calls having to do with rental real estate and things mm-hmm. like that. But this is just a matter of being aware to look.
So. And for individuals and business owners, everyone has got investments, or many of us do, and capital losses can chip away at taxes owed from capital gains.
Yes, and that's important to remember. Remember also, though, that we're talking about money in taxable accounts. This does not apply to IRAs, to 401ks, pensions, things like that. But if you have, one of the great gifts of the tax code is you can match losses against gains, and you can choose whether to have losses or gains in order to minimize your taxes. If you have a great big loss out there from GE, say, you might want to sell a winner and match it up and use the loss this year. So that's always something people do in December, is check out your position.
And then there's a surtax been around for a while, 3.8% surtax on investments that some married couples could avoid.
Married or single, either one. Yes, this is a tax that hits the married couples at $250,000 of income and singles at $200,000 of income. This is another case of like multi-year planning. If you find yourself facing a large capital gain, maybe, and it'll put you over that 200 or 250 threshold, maybe you could figure out a way to have part of it come in this year and part of it come in January, so that you stay under the threshold. Don't let the tax tail wag the dog, but mm-hmm. these are good things to check out.
All right, some best practices there, and so it could be steps for all of us with hopes of elusive champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Absolutely.
Down the line for to be billionaires. That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders here in our studio. Laura, thanks for being with us.
And thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.